אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Dr. Ari Uliel. I'm an economist and I've been teaching economics at universities in Israel, Australia and South Africa. But in Australia, I've been mainly for 25 years, I've been active in the Sydney financial market. So I'm wearing two hats, basically, academic and financial market analyst.
Dr. Ari Uliel, Australia's national budget will be in deficit by more than $85 billion last financial year and over $180 billion next financial year. It is the largest deficit recorded since the Second World War. And also the unemployment is going to peak at more than 9% by December. Where are we going from here?
Okay, well, one thing I can say about the Australian federal government and the state governments is that they have been managing the corona crisis relatively very well compared to other countries. Like, say, for example, compared to Israel. Israel managed the corona crisis very, very well at the beginning, but not very good at all lately. And Australia, both the federal and the state government, have been managing it quite well. Look, this is a big crisis. It's not a simple crisis. It's the worst crisis in 100 years. And it is a crisis that is going to really change our lives. And it's going to continue for quite a while, better, more than what we've expected. And therefore, we have to accept the reality that this is a crisis and we have to live with it and we have to adjust ourselves. Now, Australian economy can cope with this kind of budget. We know that. You know, Australian economy can cope with this budget. The deficit is not really, it is big, it is large, and it's going to create like a lot of burden on future generations. But that is what it is we have to do. Now, one of the things about the Australian federal and state government with this corona crisis and with the difficulties of it is that they are managing it very well, as I said. What happens here in Australia, the government, like, for example, make a decision at the level of the government, and then there is a very well-oiled system via Centrelink. Centrelink is a fantastic system whereby the government can pass through all the help and all the money that they need to give to all the people in Australia. But yes, we are going to be changed. Our life is not going to be the same again. Even when the coronavirus has gone, we, the consumers, we, the individuals, are going to be changing our life. We have to accept that we will not be going overseas often. We will not be eating out very often the way we have. We may go back to the consumption and behavioral patterns of the 50s and the 60s and be a little bit more moderate. The most important thing that is going to happen in Australia, and it's happening already and everywhere in the world, is that the businesses, there is going to be a dramatic change in the way we do business in the future. A lot of the businesses that we do in the future, that we used to do face-to-face and meetings and lunches and all that, is all passé, it's all part of the past. Most of the businesses will be done via platform, via online, with like Zoom, etc. I'll just give like maybe two quick examples. Today, universities that I know, like York University in Canada and some universities in Israel and here in Australia, they are already doing all their courses online. Nobody is going to the campus. Nobody is going to the offices. They're doing it online. And like if you take a course of 30 hours, maybe they'll meet for 2 hours, but 28 hours they'll be online. And you know what? The big surprise, Nitsa, is that this online business is working very nice. In fact, it is working sometimes better than face-to-face. And therefore, you don't need all the face-to-face meetings. You don't need all the offices. You don't need all the the stuff that goes at universities, you know, it's we are like, you don't even need the campus. All these campus and all these buildings will be
obsolete.
Absolute. Now, another example from me personally, example that 15 years ago when I was very active in the financial market in Sydney, we used to go to road shows in New York, for example, and we'll go there for 4 or 5 days, and we'll go first class tickets, and we'll stay at the Waldorf Astoria, $400 a night per person, and we'll run in taxis and limousines between potential customers in the morning and there and there. And at the end, that whole exercise is to cost us, to the company, $50,000. And you know what? Today, I saw my young colleagues where I used to work and everything. They do all these online. They have the meetings are organized. They come online. They do everything. They make the same decisions and even better. Nobody is late. Nobody got stuck in the traffic, etc. And really, what does it mean? It means you don't need all these offices in the city. Who needs all these big high-rise offices in the city where people, they just come there and sit and look, stare at a computer? They can stare at a computer in Wollongong. She can sit in Wollongong and she can do the same job as if she has arrived to Sydney in Martin Place or Pitt Street or something like that.
We are talking to Dr. Ariel Liel, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Liel, you said that I understand that we won't need so much office spaces and the campuses will shrink. But what is your forecast for the Australian economy?
Well, I think, look, the Australian economy is going to shrink. The GDP will probably shrink at least 4, 5, 6%. The unemployment rate, at the moment, it's 9 or 10%, but they are not counting the job keeper. If you take the job keeper out of the situation, the unemployment rate is going to be nearly the double digit, like 20%. What I think is the good news about Australia, the good news about Australia is that the Australian government, the federal and the state government, are managing the coronavirus, are managing the economy at the moment really well. As I said, they've got like the Centrelink system, and they're really managing it very well, unfortunately, much better than a lot of other countries like the United States, and especially Israel, for example, and other countries. They're managing it. I don't think that we are going to have a GDP growth positive or anything. No, not for the next 2 years. For the next 2 years, everything will be subdued and high rate of unemployment. And just like this budget that the Treasurer has announced, we'll just facilitate the situation until maybe in about 2 or 3 years we'll come out of this situation. That's it. We can't expect really miracles. As I said, really Australia is managing the coronavirus economy very, very well.
Dr. Ariel Liel, thank you so much.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.